Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And today's episode is going to be solo. It's a raw conversation with you guys on my thoughts, insights, and everything that's been going on in my personal life relating to my recent move. So for those of you who do follow along on my Instagram, you know that I recently moved out of my first New York City apartment. And for context, for those of you who did not know that, I moved to New York from Los Angeles back in end of August 2021. And I remember that moment vividly. I took a red-eye flight from LA, landed in New York the following morning, and checked in at my checked in with my doorman and was like, hey, I'm here moving into my apartment. And I had my two suitcases, my duffel bag, and just got to work in terms of getting my life situated in New York City. And I remember that feeling when my mattress came that day and I picked it up and I was able to set that up and I had something to sleep on. So I was I planned ahead. I had my sheets in my suitcase. So I had the things that I absolutely needed for my first night, or rather first few nights. And the rest of the items came with my car or in boxes that I shipped over. And so since then, I have not moved into any other apartment since living in New York. And part of it is because I just really loved my last apartment. And it was such a great apartment for my first studio in New York City. And it was also my first studio apartment ever. Like when I was living in California, I lived in a one bedroom, both the first year out of college and then also when I lived in LA. And so switching to a studio was different, but it taught me how, number one, I really don't need a one bedroom. It's just nice to have. And number two, I don't need a lot of things. I really don't need a lot. And we tend to hoard a lot of things as consumers, especially, I'm going to put it out there, especially for us in the US, I think consumerism is a big thing. We buy everything. We have Amazon at the tip of our fingers. So anyways, I had such a positive experience moving into a studio. And then when I slowly started to entertain the idea of moving into a new apartment, I just couldn't find something that was worth the money in terms of if I was downgrading, like if I was getting something a little bit cheaper, it didn't feel like a win. Like I didn't feel like, oh, I'm really saving and okay, this kind of downgrade makes sense, you know? So that was, I remember one part, at one point I wanted to get something a little bit cheaper. And then I did the math and I realized that I just maybe need to focus on bringing in more money and bringing in more income rather than focusing on reducing my rent by like $300 or $200. You know what I mean? So that was one of the reasons why it took me a while to actually move out. And then, in general, I never found something that I felt very, okay, this is it. I'm going to move into this one for my next apartment. And then next thing you know, it's almost 4 years in this apartment. And I told myself, okay, you are really going to move this year, because not only have I never stayed in an apartment for so long, but it was just getting time. You know, I felt stagnant in some ways. I think just in that regard, like switching your living environment, like your apartment, your home, especially for my personality, can really be beneficial. And I really enjoyed the stability of having that home and having that consistency for nearly 4 years. But I also felt that urge of get out of your comfort zone creeping up on me. And what was really the cherry on top was when my lease renewal came, it said that it would go up $100. And it was the first time it was going up, my rent was going up, since I think in 2 years. So the previous like 2 years I stayed because it's not like my rent was going up, so there wasn't there wasn't a crazy reason to leave either, especially when I wasn't finding something on the market. So that gave me a big push. And so if you follow me on Instagram, you probably have seen that I was starting to look at apartments already back in February, which is really early. I did not need to. I just wanted to get my feet wet. That's how I am. I like to look really early on, even though I know that I might not look at apartments that I would actually move in because it is so far out, because I didn't need to move until May. So that was nice though, because by mid-April, I didn't actually find something yet. And so I was able to get more serious by like mid-end of April and then found the perfect place, the perfect time, as those things tend to be. And now I have officially moved into my second New York apartment. And I gotta tell you guys, I initially was very nervous, very anxious. And yeah, I was really sad. Like, I was sad to be moving. I had so much hesitancy, which is kind of funny because now I'm like, damn, how did I hesitate? Because I really like my apartment. I really like my building. I, even when I would go back to my old building for like, move out stuff, I was like, gosh, glad like you left. Like, this is such a nice upgrade, nice change. And it feels really aligned. But it's funny because I even brought this up in therapy, which is that my other moves throughout my 20s had felt and had so much more significance. When I moved from, well, after my freshman year, I moved into an apartment with my then college boyfriend and we lived together. Like, that was a significant move. My third year, well, we had broken up, so then I moved back into a new apartment with like a roommate type of situation. My fourth year, same thing. But then the big move on my own, which is kind of the things that I really remember, my first year out of college, I knew that I wanted to go and live on my own. That was a goal and that was top of mind. And so I was really looking forward to that moment when the time came. So I kind of uncovered that in each of my moves from post grad to my apartment in LA to LA to New York, the reason why they felt different than my latest move is because each move had a strong significance and it was going towards something. So, like, again, going towards LA is like a new city. Going to New York is a new city and ultimately a new life, right? And then, same thing, after I graduated college, it was going towards post grad life. It was going towards working my first full time job, being a full fledged adult, living on my own, being in my own company. That was all very significant for me. And so, I think a part of me was so attached to having a level of significance to each move. And I think that's what held me back mentally at first, because I didn't know what the significance of this move was besides practicality and just desire reasons. Like, I was like, okay, I want to go into a new apartment now. But I remember I felt so off. And I almost fooled myself into thinking, this is going to be fun to share. I almost fooled myself into thinking that was maybe like intuition of some sort. But I think a big part of me knew it wasn't intuition. I was just scared of something. It wasn't like, oh, don't do it. It wasn't my intuition telling me that. It was my fear trying to override my entire system and trying to be the leading force of my life. I had fear of change for sure because I was so comfortable for nearly 4 years. I had fear of what if I don't like my new apartment? What if I don't like the building as much? What if I don't like the location as much as I do? I remember I was also, God, I cannot believe I got in my head about this because that's how you knew, like fear was leading. It was not intuition. And I say this because to my girls out there, I have seen it firsthand where many of us think it's some sort of gut instinct, and half the time it's fear or something in that realm that is overtaking us. It's not some gut instinct that's trying to tell us something, okay? It's half the time, though. Again, other times it's your intuition like telling you something, and the other times it's actually fear. And that's where you need your rational side to help you figure that out. Which one is it really? And I say that because what I felt did kind of feel like an intuition thing, but I knew better than my fearful self to know like that is not my gut telling me something. Like I knew, you know what I mean? Like I was able to override that. But anyways, I got in my head about the I'm laughing as I say this, about the direction my unit faces. So my apartment faces northeast, and stereotypically, an apartment that faces north or any window that faces north usually doesn't get that much sunlight. And I was really nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what if I don't get that much light and blah, 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 blah. And I was analyzing it. I went as far as having an AI give me a mock-up of what like the potential lighting would look like at this hour and this hour. And by the way, I've never, ever, ever, ever done that before. I've never taken into account if my apartment faced a certain direction. I've never paid attention to that in the past. And I was thinking, gosh, Emily, when you lived in the apartment you lived in your freshman, I'm sorry, my first year out of college, you would not like. That doesn't even compare to the apartment you're in now, even though that was a one bedroom, but like I had very little lighting there. And I also had I don't know, like yeah, like it I had no view either. And here I am with floor to ceiling windows in New York facing northeast. I can see the Brooklyn Bridge, I can see the Manhattan Bridge. So I don't know what I was so scared about, but I was clearly psyching myself out. And I ended up biting the bullet, of course, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna sign the lease and do this. And I know I want to. There's just something holding me back. And funny enough, my dad even told me as well that when I would ask him certain questions and like was talking about it, he said he could tell I had some hesitation. And I think he also knew that I was psyching myself out on these small things, like the direction the apartment was facing and that kind of thing. So, anyways, it's been a process of letting go and being able to make space for what's next in this new chapter, I like to call it, because I do believe, your home is the most or should be the most stable aspect of your life. You should feel like you come home to a sanctuary, a place that feels peaceful. Something that feels like you. And that's also why, side tangent, I don't really love the idea of being a nomad or living life as a digital nomad because there are pros to it. Like if you do that really short term, I'm talking, 3 months, maybe even 6 months. But a lot of people, especially experienced people who've done nomad life, will all tell you that, yes, there's a lot of pros and cons, but one of the biggest cons that can really impact you is the lack of groundedness you feel in both your home space, because it's not really your home, but and also the lack of core friendships and people you have around you. Because especially if you're living a nomad life, like you kind of know that some of the people you meet along the way may be kind of more short term than potentially long term, you know? So I'm gonna answer two questions that I pulled from the Q&A I posted on my story a while ago on Instagram. So again, if you're not following there, I would recommend either my personal or what fulfills you, either or works. Usually I post on both for you guys to submit questions, whether it's for guests or solo episodes that you would want to hear more of. So one of the questions a listener asked is, how do you know when you are too comfortable? I think that one is kind of a gut feeling, but also you can definitely articulate more on it. And so I can at least explain from personal experience. I knew this had to be the final year I was going to stay in that apartment, or like this past year was the final year, because I did feel myself starting to get too comfortable in that space. And that's not my permanent home, so I shouldn't just be chilling there for, 5+ years. Although in some cases I'm sure if there's a place that really is feels like a permanent home or something, then of course that might be different, but this was my first New York apartment, right? So I felt that from just an internal aspect, but I think also I knew I was too comfortable because I noticed that I was also naturally seeking change in some way. And yes, a lot of this is intuitive, but I think also if you were to do deep reflection on your life and take a look at what has significantly changed about your life over the recent years, and you notice that nothing crazy has significantly changed. So, for example, like graduating college or graduating university in whatever capacity, that's a big change, right? But if you go through your life over the past few years and you see 2, 3 years, nothing drastic has changed, there's probably a reason for that. And you probably are too comfortable and not pushing yourself to grow or be challenged. And here's the funny part. In life, you will either get challenged because of life's nature and something will be thrown at you, and that will cause some sort of chaos in your life for better or worse, right? Like I've been through both. I've had positive changes. I remember moving to LA was a positive change, but still a little bit, some getting used to. When I went through my first two breakups, like, or those both times were like when I was broken up with, like, it doesn't really like matter in that sense, but I just remember like that threw some change in my life and forced me extremely out of my comfort zone. And for me, in both times, like, I had a lot of benefit from it, And the first time for me, I was 20 years old, and that became the foundation as to why I later on started getting into podcasting. It's why I even started to listen to podcasts in the first place, because I know that there are people out there that experience similar things and could share some insights and wisdom and at least make me feel less alone, So those are examples of changes that I didn't choose. And same thing, I think even things that I chose to create change, when I ended my 4-year relationship, back in end of college, I think that was a time where, funny enough, that is a word that I used. Like, I would talk about how I felt like our relationship was pretty stagnant. And I also did feel at that time that this person I was dating maybe did not share a growth mindset and that level of evolvement in life as much as I did. And that was very clear based on our lifestyles and the way we lived. Like, this person, to my knowledge, like, still lives in the same part of California where he was born and raised, and that is absolutely okay, and that I don't blame him. Like, that's a beautiful part of California. I think though what made it harder is that I wanted to be able to explore different parts of the world, maybe even live in a different part of the world for even short term, like 3, 6 months, you know? And he, looking back, if assuming he stayed in that part of Southern California since we broke up, what was it, be 6 years ago? Assuming that's the case, like he hasn't ever lived anywhere outside of California. And that to me is, again, not bad, not good, but just simply that he probably values comfort. And I don't know how to explain. I certainly know that this person doesn't value exploration or growth as much as I do. And then what do you know? Like that's gonna be a mismatch in values, right? So that was something I remember I could pinpoint was that relationship felt, I wouldn't call it too comfortable, but felt stagnant. And I think going back to focusing on yourself and recentering with where you're at in life, I think a great question I would ask myself when I'm trying to check in is, how do I feel about my life right now? Do I feel at peace? Do I feel a little bit uneasy? Okay, if I feel a little bit uneasy in certain aspects of my life, why is it? Where is it stemming from? Is it because of my health, physically, mentally? Is it because of my financial situation? Is it because of my romantic relationship? Is it because of friendships or the lack thereof? What is it that is contributing to the way I feel, right? And I think that is typically one of the best places to start when you want to push yourself to get out of comfort, and better yet, get out of comfort and get out of feeling and being stagnant. One of the things I always talk about, and especially when I tell friends or in just random conversations I have with people where I disagree with their mentality on how, you know, they kind of like the easier life, right? And when I talk about the easier life, I'm talking, you know, women that kind of want to just sit back, not really do too much, and have a lot of things handed to them. I want to say that I don't have anything against that. Again, especially because I'm not sitting here saying every woman needs to be XYZ or needs to be a certain way. However, I think that the nature of life is a little bit kind of like Jane Birkin said, if you any of you guys ever saw that video where she was interviewed in French, but it's a little bit of a roller coaster, and it's not going to be like crazy drops. Ideally, you don't want that, but it's supposed to be a little bit bumpy along the way, right? Imagine if it's smooth sailing all the time. There's nothing to excite you, and there's also nothing to make you feel down. And even though we all hate the feeling of anxiety or sadness or feeling down and just kind of like the lower frequency energies, even though we all don't like that, we need to experience those throughout time in order to appreciate the times we do feel happy, we do feel fulfilled, we do feel excited. Because if you don't have the contrast of the two, you won't know the difference and you won't be able to appreciate life in the same way. And so I share that within the context of pushing yourself towards getting out of your fear, getting out of your head, getting out of that comfort zone. Like, I'm telling you guys on this episode that I was nervous as heck, very much so, to make this move. I had mixed feelings leading up to the day of, and several of my close friends knew this. And I look back now after being in this apartment, my new apartment, for almost a week. I look back and I think, wow. Number one, it wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. So that was my fear toying with my head. And number two, I needed this. I needed just this change, like this little change, even though it was not crazy drastic, but in a lot of ways it's still drastic, because for the first time in nearly 4 years, I'm actually moving my stable sanctuary I call home, right? I'm changing things up. I'm sleeping in a different place. I'm sleeping in a different building, and that gets a little bit, or that takes a little bit of time to get used to. But I look back and think through the feeling of slight anxiousness and slight fear, I did it anyways. And now I'm telling you, I'm really glad that I did. By the way, I definitely was gonna do it anyways, but I'm talking like I didn't do it with just this ease of, oh, like this is it, you know? I didn't have that same ease that I felt when I moved to LA or when I moved into my first one bedroom apartment after I graduated college. I remember it felt so, ooh, okay, this is it, you know? And I talked about it in therapy. I was like, I don't feel that way right now, and I don't know why. And just being able to break it down and understand the difference enabled me to see that, at least from within, this is stemming from fear, probably just fear of change, fear of something different, right? And we all know deep down, we all have some level of fear of change, especially ones where we're not, at least we might not think yet, that we're not really ready for it, right? But I'll tell you, like, I'm glad with apartments, you have lease dates, you have move out dates, and you have things on paper because just like how I left my corporate job to start my marketing agency, to go into this podcast, all of that good stuff, the only way I was able to do that was to have an actual date on the calendar that I was leaving my job by. What does that do? It creates tension. It creates a little bit of stress and pressure. And we all need a little bit of cortisol, aka stress, to push us, right? That's like you think out into the waves. Like if a surfer, or I don't know, I don't want to give an analogy, but I was basically going to say, like, if the water is always chill, you can't really flow as well. You kind of need the waves, you know? In reflection of my recent move, I am so grateful that I let go of what was safe and comfortable and what was home for nearly 4 years. And maybe you're experiencing something right now that you also realize that it is time to let go of. It is time to move past. It is time to go in a slightly different direction. Whatever that is, I hope that this episode gave you a different way to think about it, a different way to consider, am I resisting this change because my gut is telling me that's not the right direction? Or am I resisting this change because I'm scared of something? And figure out what that fear is and go even deeper into that. Because when you get to the other side, like I am speaking right now, you will see how much more you can expand from this perspective, stepping away from fear and where it's more narrow and you're confined, and stepping into, all right, I'm letting go, and now I'm gonna expand my wings and allow for a moment of change and newness into life. I hope this episode was helpful. As always, share your feedback. Let me know in the DMs at What Fulfills You or at Emily E. Duong. You can follow on Instagram, social media. You can even email if you want. Everything is linked in the show notes. If you are a reflective junkie, you're someone that loves to reflect, right? You like to get deep, you like to understand yourself. I would recommend the What Fulfills You card game and the journal. It's a great pair. You can find all of that at whatfulfillsyou.com, especially the card game. There are a lot of personal growth related questions, and these are great for those of you who like journal prompts and need some ideas to get outside of yourself. That is all for today's episode. As always, let me know if you enjoyed it, and I will chat with you all in the next one.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.